Jonathan!
Well, it's been about 2.5 hours since we've seen Superman. I think it's about time you guys came in for a landing.
Come on, Mom, you can join in with this. Oh. Just because you're a girl, you know, we won't make fun of you. You can fly just like we can.
Yeah, I'm in. Lots of women can fly. I mean, look at this. There's Tinkerbell. There was Grace Slick. Amelia Earhart. She still may be up there, but her luggage always arrives.
Even the Wright brothers came down for milk and cookies, Mer. So you liked your first movie, huh, Mer?
Well, I really did enjoy the movies. You know something? I've been thinking, Mom. Now, as I understand it, Superman has two jobs.
Right? That's correct.
Okay. And Mommy has one job.
Correct.
And Daddy watches General Hospital.
Well, no comment.
Oh, now, Murphy, Daddy has a job. He watches you.
Not during General Hospital. Gee, you know something? I hope when I grow up, I'll be just like Superman.
Well, I thought you wanted to grow up to be just like me.
Why?
Take it out real slow, son, real slow.
Your dad's wonderful.
Come on, man, that's all right. I'll take it over. So now, I've lots of wonderful qualities. I'm prompt. I'm... Jump in any time, man.
Your father is loving and special and unique.
Yeah, but he can't fly.
Just because I can't fly doesn't mean I don't have a lot in common with Superman. I mean, he's an alien from the planet Krypton, and... Does the planet Ork mean anything to you?
Woohoo! Well, you know, Mark, I think it's way past your bedtime. So why don't you take your milk and cookies and go upstairs and put on your Dr. Denton's.
Okay.
Okay?
Oh, boy. Back up to that fortress of solitude. Boy, I tell you, I'm going to really plug in that electric blanket tonight and watch Kitty go...
You agreed that we wouldn't tell Murth you're an alien until he gets younger.
I know, but he's been talking up that guy in the tights again. Oh, man, listen, I mean, even Superman can't do this. Watch.
More.
Come in. I bet he can't do the karaoke.
The what?
But I'll get the karaoke.
Well, you don't have to prove anything. I mean, you have your son's respect. Listen, all kids go through a form of hero worship. Believe me, it'll pass.
I guess you're right. But just to be on the safe side, from now on, I'm only going to take him to hear Slim Whitman sing Aida.
Doing, man?
Oh, just brushing my hair and making some notes.
Oh, doing that both at the same time? Boy, you're one up on Gerald Ford.
What are the notes for?
Governor Lamb is taking a skiing vacation up in Aspen, and Dewey Fishbeck's going up there to interview him, so they asked me to write some questions for him to ask the governor.
How come he's not writing his own questions, man?
Well, Dewey's the anchorman. All he knows how to do is joke about the weatherman's sports coat.
Well, not for me to hit the old sack.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I'm just going to leave the light on for a few more minutes, okay?
All right, sorry with me, man. I've slept through an eclipse.
Yeah.
Can't sleep, insomnia. Oh, just the rest. Oh, the tossing, the turning. Oh, you know what's wrong, man? I don't have my little guy's respect up there. R-E-S-P-E-C-T, that's what he means to me.
He's just infatuated with a movie. Just like you were with the midget wrestlers.
Terry, the teeny terror, didn't have a spit curl and red boots.
Mark, will you forget the movie? You have your son's respect.
No, I don't, man, and why should I? I mean, you bring home the bacon. All I do is collect the grease.
Well, you have the biggest responsibility of all, raising a child.
Gloria Steinem didn't buy that one, man, and neither do I. I mean, I want my son to look up to me, even though he does have the height advantage. I've got to go out and get myself a job, a legitimate job.
Mark, you already have a job, and that's being an observer for Ork. My gosh, that's like being an ambassador to the entire planet.
Yeah, but I can't tell anybody, man, especially my own son, Murth. I mean, Min, I want to have a job I can talk about. I mean, come home and complain about the boss. Hang around the water cooler, chat with friends, flirt with my secretary, get drunk at the Christmas party, make a fool out of myself. I mean, something your son can really respect.
Mark, listen, if your mind's made up, it's fine with me. I just want you to realize it's not that easy to get a good job.
Min, I am a superior being. I mean, I can get any job I want. And if by some fluke of fate I can't, well, I can always write a diet book.
Hi.
Oh, hi. Little boodle bugger. What a day it is outside, huh? I mean, I'm talking about blue, 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 blue sky, and Paul Newman blue, you know, like... It just stretches all the way to the Flatirons out there. I mean, if John Denver isn't writing a song right now, he's missing a million seller.
Yeah. Good day job hunting.
Oh, I mean, the possibilities are infinite. Oh. I've narrowed it down to two things, either giving blood every day for the rest of my life, or the job at Rentatech of nocturnal surveillance official.
Nocturnal surveillance? Could that be anything like night watchman?
Oh, that's a generic term, yes. I know the profit sharing, the pension plan, the perks aren't what they should be, but I do get along very well with the Doberman.
Well, at least you have options.
Yes. Oh, Min, it's so good to know that I can expand my knowledge into so many different fields and have the ultimate security and confidence to carry on like that. And what is one suitcase packed and ready to go?
Well, I have to go away for the weekend. To Aspen.
Oh, that's fine, Min. I'm about to lose my son's respect for life, and you're off barrel jumping with Peggy and Rhonda Fleming.
It's a business trip.
Oh, you're deserting me for business, Min. That makes me feel a heck of a lot better. I thought it was personal.
Moore, come on. I love you, and I'm not deserting you, and here comes Mirth. We'll talk about it later. Hi, Mirth.
Oh, son, hello.
Wait a minute, pilgrims. Just stay away from that water hole. It's contaminated. And don't fill your canteens until I tell you.
Look, I think his voice is changing. Oh.
Mirth, do you have a frog in your throat?
No. I have John Wayne in my throat, and I have a frog in my pocket. Daddy, I want to ask you something. I was upstairs watching TV, and I saw a Western. Mm-hmm. I want to ask you, have you ever strung up 12 outlaws single-handedly?
Well, I once stopped a lady in the express line who had too many items.
Boy, I bet everybody at the supermarket sure thanked your daddy.
I was wondering, is somebody going bye-bye?
Huh? Yeah, I am. See, Dewey Fishbeck had an allergic reaction to his toupee, and his head is covered in hives, and so I have to go to Aspen to interview the governor.
The governor? Oh, my gosh, that is important.
Well, Daddy's doing something very important. Daddy's making macaroni tonight with cheese.
Mm. Not nearly as important as what you're doing.
Oh, it's American cheese.
Ooh, American cheese, Mirth. Boy, I wish I could stay here with you and your dad and have macaroni.
Mom, go on and see the governor. Incidentally, do you think you could get his autograph? And if you can't, I just soon have yours.
Mirth, could you help Mommy by taking her skis down to the car?
It would be an honor.
Now, Mark, I don't want you to overreact. He's just a child, and he's easily impressed. Tomorrow, his hero will be Reggie Jackson.
Well, by the time you come back from your trip, our son will have finally disowned me, so you take care and have a nice time.
Mark, could you give me a hand?
Oh, hi, little Buddha, I missed you.
I missed you, too. Oh, don't touch me there. Oh, I got a bruise.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, don't touch me there either.
Another bruise?
No, it's the same one. It goes all the way around. You know... Everybody always told me I was a good skier, but Governor Lamb makes Jean-Claude Keeley look like a snow bunny.
Well, it sounds like you were skiing over your head.
I was skiing on my head. The governor suggested that we start out on something called Tammy's Run. I figured, how difficult can anything be named Tammy? Well, that's before I found out it was named after the late Tammy Erickson. You ski right past her headstone. You can't miss it. And I didn't.
You little pooter. Well, compared to us, you had a swell time.
What do you mean? Is Mirth all right?
Well, yes. He didn't stir-fry his toys or anything, but... Well, I think I should start at the beginning so you can understand how innocently this whole disaster started.
Disaster? Oh, homework, don't tell me about a disaster.
Well, okay, Armageddon. Mim, are you off gallivanting with the governor? I felt about as useless as a lawnmower on AstroTurf. It was a very crisp, clear day, and began very innocently with a breakfast of fresh fruit and hog jowls.
Mort, will you get to the point?
Come on, I mean, I was just trying to set the mood. I mean, no wonder the novel is dead as an art form. Well, it all started off with a simple lesson in geography. And then the wheels of catastrophe started to turn. Now, show me a country where it's legal to marry your livestock. Here. Yes, that's right, India. If we can't eat them, at least we'll make them part of their family.
I don't want to play geography anymore. I really don't. I want to play hide and seek.
Oh, no, we have to do our lessons.
Okay, then if we have to do our lessons, where's Metropolis? Where does Superman live?
Huh. All right, as the world turns, let's play hide and seek. Here, I'm going to tell you what. We can combine the two. We'll combine geography and hide and seek. I'll be Russia, and you play a small third world country, and I'll have to find you and dominate you through military and economic aid. Here we go, ready? Okay?
Here we go.
You promise to keep your eyes closed, Daddy.
All right. Не прощусь вам прозвоните кровосёвы, но не будет здесь сорвиви балда кошади. Бог нам не не блуди. Прозвети где прокощу не вива пороги. Брезнет.
Джерри. Джерри. What's this?
Well, that's my face. Oh, well, what do you think it is, son?
That's the most attractive costume I've ever seen. Look at this, how beautiful. And this, whatever it is, this diamond pointing down toward the man's shoes. Gosh, and look at this on the back, the same guy pointing down to his shoes in the back. It's incredible. Are you trying to tell me that this doesn't belong to a superhero?
Oh, well, let's not jump to any conclusions, son. Maybe someone sang with the Commodores. You don't know.
Come on, Dad. You can level with me. I mean, you know, I'm not Lois Lane or anything like that. I'm your son, Mirth. Come on, tell me the truth.
All right, son, well, I'll level with you. The truth is, this is mine. But I'm not now, I never have been a superhero.
Oh, gee. Not another major depression. I've had four today.
Well, son, wait a minute. Doesn't mean that I can't be a superhero. I mean, it's a perfect job for me. I mean, I could be my own boss. The hours are perfect. How does this sound to you, son? How about this? Mort McConnell, crime fighter. Does that make you proud?
Well, it sure does.
Oh, well, son, that's what I've been waiting to hear. Then you've got it.
Well, wait a minute. Could I go out there and battle evil with you?
Well, all right, son, but if you see any criminals from the Phantom Zone or any large farmers from the Central Time Zone... You just find someplace safe and watch your daddy swing into action.
Dad, I'm so proud to be able to serve with you.
Oh, son, don't you worry about a thing. I'm just going to go back there and change into my superhero costume.
Dad,
don't you worry about a thing.
Dad?
It's a little cold outside, son. Do you think it would tarnish my image if I wore Mommy's muff?
I wouldn't wear the muff. I really wouldn't wear the muff, Dad. Still my hero, but don't wear them up, okay?
See that, son? Never too old for nap time. Come on in here. Get a quick cold drink and get on our way.
I don't know, Dad. We've been walking around for 2 days. Gee, we haven't seen one decent crime. You know, Superman flies. It's a bummer having to ride the bus.
Superman can't make exact change like we can.
Who in the hell are you?
Well, just two ordinary people trying to take a fashion risk. We'd like two milks, please. Leche, por favor.
Incidentally, could I have a glass with Fred Flintstone on it?
You know, I think we had some milk around here once. I'll check and see if it's still liquid.
This is the kind of place where you might find a man who will violate the law and the American way.
Dad, God bless you. You sound just like Steve Garvey.
All right, now what's with you? Who are you anyway?
I'm Mort McConnell, crime fighter and part-time superhero.
Oh, really? And I know who are you, Wonder Woman?
Well, son, come on now. I think there's a lot of tension in here. Tell you what, let's check out the jukebox and see if they have the love theme from Alien.
Hey, Dave, how you doing?
Charlie, how are you?
All right, have it a beer.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be hanging around here. I've been some people that are asking questions about you.
Hey, don't worry about me. Nobody finds me unless I want them to find me.
Wrong again, Charlie. We figured you'd show sooner or later.
Daddy, he's got a gun. Do something.
You're right, son.
Oh. Well, do something.
Hold right there. How about you just grabbing that gun before I hand you my kneecaps on a platter?
Hey. Thank you, partner.
Oh, no sweat. Will someone now call a policeman?
I'm a policeman.
This could be a black mark on your record, Ed, if you just do this.
Looks like I'm going to have to split town again, but I'm a little short on cash. So, Dave, you empty the till, and everybody else, you empty your pockets.
Well, I don't have any pockets.
Ah, good. Then you get to collect all the cash.
Oh, my pleasure, sir. Lovely 7 3/4.
Dad, I plead with you. Don't do this. That cap is filthy. You don't know where it's been. Besides, the money you're taking from these guys, I'm sure they're busted.
Son, please. Now, that's a criminal over there with a gun, and the Surgeon General has determined that bullets can be hazardous to your health. Now, please. I'm not Superman, thank you very much. Yeah. Even if I was, I wouldn't want to see you hurt or any of these people hurt either. Now, son, please, I'm not a coward.
Hey! Who said you could move?
He was just helping me, that's all.
Shut up. I told you, empty the pocket.
I have a frog in my red pocket.
Okay, he's telling you the truth, Charlie. Oh, I'm a nonviolent person. Here, take your money and go and leave us all alone.
Hey, I happen to be a violent person, so shut up. I told you, empty the pocket.
Hey, stop that. I'm warning you.
I want those pockets turned inside out. What do you got to hide?
Nobody hurts my family. I don't know, son. We just hope it never happens again. Come on, you're safe. Now, let's go home.
You know something? They said Chicago was the Windy City.
Well, then the newspaper reported that a freak tornado touched down in a small bar. Oh, it was really scary, man. I mean, I didn't know I had that kind of rage inside of me. I'm really afraid what'll happen the next time I open a pistachio and there's no nut inside.
Well, Mark, you were protecting Mirth.
Yeah, but I only wanted his respect, and I put him in a very dangerous situation.
You know, you did take it too far. But it's normal to want respect from Mirth.
Daddy, I have so much respect for you.
Oh, Mirth. Mirth, I missed you. I was gone for 2 days.
You, I know. Gosh, you know how you were gone? How brave Daddy was. You're so great.
Hey, Mark, you've been searching for something you had all along.
You really mean it, son?
Of course I do. You're everything to me. I mean, you play with me, you read to me, we watch TV together. We're together all day long.
Mirth, I mean, what about Superman?
He's a joke. He doesn't mean anything to me. He's a fake. He's fictitious.
Mirth, why don't you tell Daddy who your new hero is?
Oh, come on, man. He doesn't have to, really.
I will. It's the governor. I got that from you, Dad. That's your sense of humor.
This week, Rock and Roll Tonight spotlights Billy Squire, Jack Mack.